Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bob, what's going on? Good morning, sir.
Morning, Boomer. Morning, Jerry.
What up?
Jerry, early in the show, you were mentioning how, you know, super excited you were, you know, Jet Super Bowl aspirations again. And I want to push back on that for two reasons. Number one, you got Robert Saleh patrolling the sideline. And that's as bad a negative as you can get. And I'm not just talking about the disciplinarian aspect of it. You put him versus, Andy Reid. I mean, it's a mismatch. That's number one. Number two, you could be excited about Rodgers coming back, but let's be honest. Aaron Rodgers got Aaron Rodgers hurt on the fourth play. He had a receiver, Garrett Wilson, wide open on the quick, you know, slant. For whatever reason, and it's never been explained by him, he held on to the ball. So how can you really have faith in Aaron Rodgers now?
Because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Over Zach, of course.
Because he's Aaron. But that's it. But Bob, that's the answer. So the answer to all the, and you're paying him a lot of money this year. You brought in a Hall of Fame, soon-to-be Hall of Fame quarterback to do one thing. If I can't sit here and expect him to play at a high level, then what is all of this for then? And the idea of Rob Saleh, I get it. I understand what you're saying. I said this, I guess it was during the middle of the season, too. I had this conversation with Gio about all the penalties and all the crap going on the field and the coaching. To me, if Aaron Rodgers can't control that huddle, then once again, why are we even bothering? Then cut him and let's start over.
Listen, I would not be against that, but...
Well, that's a different conversation.
It is, but it's like, you want to have aspirations, these high goals. I get it. I've been a sufferer since 1971. I have no hair left. I mean, between the Army and the Jets, I have no hair. But it's just frustrating. And the 10th pick, you were saying, you know what, it's fool's gold.
I never said fool's gold. I said flexible. No. I didn't say fool's gold. I said flexible. They have flexibility because of how good that this team is.
And by the way, he was right. Aaron Rodgers should have thrown the ball on his three-step drop.
Yeah, you said that the next day.
Yes. And especially when you have the tackles cutting the hands down on the defensive end so he could throw it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people don't like that technique used by the tackles. I guess Aaron Rodgers doesn't like that technique. But I'm assuming they were taught that. And he decided not to throw it. And if I really think about why he didn't throw it, he was nervous. He didn't really play in preseason. He ran out with the flag. The fan base was insane. The evening was intense. And he just did not want to make a mistake.
Makes sense.
That's how I felt about that moment.
Yep. And I remember the next day you saying exactly that when you were watching the replay right here in this studio. Saying right there, get rid of the ball. He didn't. But all I will say to Bob, I appreciate what you're saying, and you might be very right, and he might get injured month two. All I know is if that's going to be the case, then why even bother?
Do you know that Aaron Rodgers has probably thrown that play 15,000 times? When you think about all the games that he's played in and all the practices that he has practiced,
yep.
That play is a staple play in an offense. And you're trying to hit your guy in a little slant pattern, and both sides were wide open. I know the left side was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I think the right side was open too. And for some reason,
he
held on to it.
Yep. And we see what happened. Now, it probably would have happened anyway if the Achilles was in such poor shape that it snapped the way it did, but we'll never know.
Tom Brady would have thrown the ball. Boom. Peyton Manning would have thrown the ball. Boom. Out. I'm just saying the situation and everything surrounding the Jets last year and the intensity of the opening night situation, I believe that he either was, he was a little nervous. He's human. He's like the rest of us. It happens. And he just did not want to make a mistake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.